Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The title is Murshid Se Darkhast Dua. Saakiya Jaame Ulfat Pila De, Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De. Sakiya jaame ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Mere maula se mujhko mila de, aur gunahon ko mujhse chhuda de. Mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunahon ko mujhse chhura de. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, hoon na mazloob himmat khuda de. Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, hoon na maghloob himmat khuda de. Apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna, ae khuda apne kaamil raza de. Apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna, ae khuda apne kaamil raza de. Chain ki neend mujhko suna de, khwab-e-ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. Chain ki neend mujhko suna de, khwab-e-ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. Jazb se mujhko ae mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. Jazb se mujhko ae mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. Apne akhtar ko ruswaan karna, uske aibon ko ya rab chupa de. Apne akhtar ko ruswaan karna, uske aibon ko ya rab chupa de. Saakiya jaame ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. This very beautiful poem Darkhast e Dua, and which like the Quran Sharif also, and this is in the line our Kabira wa Islah, like the Hadith also, explanation of the Quran Sharif and the object of our life, the Quran Sharif, this is also in the same line, that what we should be, what is the purpose of our life, why we have come in this world for. So this is in the form of a dua that a person makes to his Shaykh. And that is, any person who asks for any other person who he regards that his du'as are accepted, that he's got my welfare at heart, I ask him for du'as. Like a person will ask his father, for example, his ustad, for example, a sheikh, a sahabi will ask the Nabi for du'as. Whoever we think that who is a righteous person and who has got my welfare at heart. So, and this is also a sunnah which comes, that we should ask one another also for du'as. But du'as also, unfortunately, has just become customary, that we must make du'a for me. It came to my mind of quite a few students asked any khidmat. So then I told them that if I ask you to go to the shops to buy me something, happily you will go. It will take you perhaps half an hour to go and come, for more, a little bit more or less. And perhaps if it's something small, you'll say you won't even take the money. I'll buy, don't worry about the money also. So I said not half an hour, and not how much, 5 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand, but just half a minute if you make dua for me. But who of us really make that dua? To give that half an hour, we will be prepared. To spend 10, 20 rand also, more also, we will be prepared. But to sit and make that dua for half a minute, and that in that half a minute, the dua that will be made, all our work can get done. And we don't have any, like, outwardly, any ihsan of anyone. If somebody did our khidmat, it's ihsan on us, and it's our farz then, that we must repay him, we also be good to him. And at least it comes in the hadith, make so much dua for that person as though now you feel that you have now repaid him. And it also comes to the, on the other side, anyone who has done you a favor and you tell him, Jazakumullah khaira, you have fulfilled also, that Allah, you give the reward. So who can give a better reward? So du'as are very, very valuable. But unfortunately, we don't resort to du'as. And generally, in our circles, like what we feel, like the people who are associated to deen, du'as are made. But that real importance of du'as. Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was a Kirk Street Masjid, Ustad of Anana Musa Patel also. I can remember clearly, we should also commonly give du'as. Immediately, Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. It was very common on his tongue. And what a great dua. Every dua, that our real problem of all our problems, the root problem is our guna. Gunas are made maaf, then your road is clear. Everything is clear once your gunas are made maaf. So, Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. What a great dua it is. And if you make the dua for the person, and of course we also know that dua an zahril ghaib, behind the person's back. Today, unfortunately, we'll backbite about the person. But if we give duas to the person behind his back, then the farishtas make dua for you, walaka mithlu dhalik, for you the same also. And we know we are sinners, we are rotten, our dua, and in return for that we get the dua of the malaika, who are free of sin and who are mustajabud da'wat. Dua is really a very great weapon also. It is a very great defense also. But seldom we resort to duas. If we have to think also, like lot of, we all complaining, we talk about it, which is also to a certain extent good. Some of us don't even talk about it, of all the evils which are carrying on. For example, in the schools, Darwin's theory of evolution is taught to our children. And they are my children. Each one should take, Umma's children are my children. Now what a great evil. The sex education, Haji Sahib said that he saw the books that he collected there, people who dispose of their books. And he says the whole chapter of in the textbooks about the sex, what horrible, filthy, dirty things are there. About one school, the principal, the teacher who was in charge, tore out that whole thing. First he told it's optional to teach it or not, actually from the department side, it's compulsory, you have to teach it. But they tore it out, and what filth and dirt. But how many of us even give it a slight thought? And now all these more evil things, this lesbianism, homosexuality, and what other filthy, filthy things passed by as laws, who of us even makes dua against it? And dua is the real solution. The actual solution is dua. Who of us really make dua? And who of us really feel it, even think of it as that? We're just carrying on with our life. So anyway, dua is a very great weapon. And Allah give us tawfiq to know what dua is, and then how to make duas, and for what to make duas. One time, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, our Sheikh's son, his son had some ailment and the operation was necessary, and he said it's an emergency operation, it must be done. Hazrat was at that time in Bangladesh. So Maulana Mazhar phoned Hazrat and said, this operation, it has to be done, and I've already made the booking in the hospital, and in 2 or 3 days time he'll be admitted in this operation. And make duas, he phoned for duas. So Hazrat told him on the phone that you are the father, you have the right. It's your prerogative. You can do the operation, but give me 3 days for dua. And after that, if still the operation is necessary, then you carry on and you do what you want to. Then Hazrat's dua, then no operation was needed also. And everything changed, which was an emergency. It had to be done. But there was no need. Duas really change. And we all know the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother. He said, make dua for me, that for my mother, that Allah give her hidayat. And after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, then he ran to the house. And somebody asked him, he said, I wanted to see whether I reach the house first or my Nabi's dua reaches to my mother first. And when he went there, then his mother told him that stop, just don't move further. Those days weren't like bathrooms like ours and all the privacy and that. I'm having a bath, that don't come in the house at the moment. Already the duas were there and she was accepting Islam. So duas, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's dua for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who came with his naked sword to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and adamant and determined to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it was the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that changed him, and he became the great, great, great hero of Islam. And what a who he became. لَوْكَانَ بَعَدِي نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ عُمَرْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. That had there been a Nabi after me, it should have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala. How many times wahi came down according to the thought and mizaj and nature of Sayyidina Umar. What a nature Allah Ta'ala had given him. So dua. And then this dua also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Taif to give da'wat, and how terribly he was treated by the chieftains there, the three chieftains, how they mocked at him, na'uzubillah, jeered at him, and then worse, they put all the youth behind him, who caused him so much of taklif and stoned him, that when he couldn't help and he would sit down, they would force him to stand up, and again pelt him with stones. So much blood flowed that his shoes got clogged, stuck with his legs. What difficulty. And after that, when he was returning, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and he told that Allah has seen everything that is happening. Allah knows all that. And they have come, Allah has allowed and sent Malakul Jabal, the farishta of the angel of the mountains, who Allah has put in charge of the mountains. And then, and here he is. When Jibreel alayhi salam introduced him, and then he introduced himself also. I'm the angel of the mountains. They are in my control. Allah has put them in, Allah control everything, but Allah in his system has put them in my control. And if you say, I will crush all these people between the two mountains. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that time, then his dua, that I prefer that leave them, hopefully their progeny will accept Islam. And the time came when all of them accepted Islam. So dua is a very, very great thing. So this beautiful dua, which should be also to serve us, open our hearts, our minds, that these are the type of du'as that we should be making and our life should be going in this direction. That is, as far as the Khanqah, why we come to the Khanqah, why we come here, what is our object, and we should be making du'as for ourselves also, that Allah Ta'ala give us all our islah, and kamil and mukammal islah, and till maud, the last moment, all the time, Allah Ta'ala grant us our islah, and we reach Allah in His mercy, let us reach perfection in our islah. If we look at ourselves, we are totally rotten. Where can we reach there? But Allah in His mercy, Allah everything, and Allah is most loving, most kind. And when a person turns to Allah and begs of Allah, Allah surely shows His mercy. And if we make du'as for one another also, we all make du'a for all of us. We make du'a for one another, those du'as are more readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat has taught us in here that what du'as we should be asking for. Saqiya jami ulfat piladi. Oh my Shaykh, give me the drink, the goblet of love. Love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that is the real thing. If we have that love, then namaz will become not easy, a joy and a pleasure. In fact, if we have, like today, a person, whatever he loves, today one love that has been come into us is of the cell phone, and a person just can't leave the cell phone. Last thing before he sleeps at night, he'll go on the cell phone. First thing before he wakes up, cell phone. When he wakes up in the morning. How many of us, just before we start our namaz, we check up. Immediately we make salam, we on the cell again. It has become such a part of our life. So this love is such a thing. A person will love his people. We get complaints. Love of the fishing, for example. And when it's actually business time, very crucial business time, but because that love overpowers, that person even leaves his business. Otherwise, the love of the business is so dear. And the neglect of the family is common in that case. When you have got that passion for your fishing, for your sports, for your other things, a person goes mad. So to have the love of Allah, that is what we have to ask for. So, oh my Shaykh, and whoever, our friends also, whoever is our well-wisher, we should ask one another, this one, that give, oh Allah, that will bless us with your love. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. And oh Allah, give me the dua that Allah Ta'ala makes my islah. And if islah is done, each thing, the dua of love of Allah, love of Deen, Quran Sharif, Akhirat, what a great thing it is. Everything else will just fall away. All our problems will fall away. And what if the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the greatest people after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And when we see the Sahaba, companions of Musa alayhi salam, how much of difficulty they caused him. Everything, told them, hittatun, forgive our sins. They said, hintatun, give us wheat. Everything they did. Told them to make sajda when entering the city of Jerusalem, Baytul Muqaddas, that area. Then they made a joke and they went on their buttocks and entered. How much trouble they gave. And when they were given, they wanted to hear Torah from Allah, Allah made them hear also. They heard it. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, you people heard it? They said, lan numina laka. Which is kufr, that you don't believe in your Nabi. But they were the chosen people, Allah forgave them all that also. We see on the other side the great love and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So they gave a lot of trouble. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's people, they asked that must make dua that Allah Ta'ala anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama. That dastarkhan of food of Jannat must come down to us. Allah send it for them also. They saw it. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba, chose to go hungry. and walked in the battles, how they went. They never made any request of that nature, that, Ya Allah, we want to see you. Ya Allah, send down food for us. But they made all their sacrifices. So these are the great, great people who are our, the Sahaba, the companions of our Nabi, and our great, great heroes which Allah has made. So, and all that was this love of Allah Ta'ala. Then the Islah of us, that Allah Ta'ala, as our Shaykh taught us, that وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And if tazkiyah takes place of a person, he becomes pure of dirt. What more do we want? If a person has got illnesses, organ failure, now the liver has failed, now the kidneys are failing, now the heart is failing, and that person gets shifa, tazkiyah, that is physical. How happy won't he be? If a person has got financial problems, all different types, owing different people, court cases, lawsuits against him, gangsters after him, people want to take his life, drug lords behind him. His son also ran up some accounts with the drug lords and that, and he gets pure of that. Much more than all that, if we get pure of our spiritual illnesses. All our spiritual illnesses, and all that we all, inshallah, recognize them as terrible things. But our spiritual illnesses, most of us, we feel, our attitude is, I'm all right. Whenever any problem, we are finding fault with other people. Hardly ever do we find fault with ourselves. Whereas the righteous and the pious, we see, always they found fault with themselves. And find the Khalifas in the time of before, those who were righteous and pious, when there were droughts, they said to, they were really pious people, but they said to Allah, I am the cause of all this. Oh Allah, you remove me and have mercy on your makhluk, on your creation. But today, hardly ever we find fault. Any dispute between husband and wife, which is common, the husband never, he says, I don't see any fault of mine. The wife, I don't see any fault of mine. We just see the fault of the other person. But if we can see, so this, if we can, this is the biggest fault, that we don't see our faults. And if we see it, and we ask for purification and rectification. Mere Maula, mujhko mila de. Oh Allah, join me to you. And a person is connected with Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is so close. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah says, I'm so close. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is more closer than our jugular vein, more closer than our life to us. And when Allah is so close, to reach Allah, Allah gave us this whole life of 60, 70 years, and still we don't reach Allah, then what a sad, pitiable case. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if a person asked Allah Ta'ala, he made du'as, not du'as. He asked of everything, but he did not ask Allah to become his. He asked for nothing. And if he asked nothing else, only that Allah, you become mine, then he has asked for everything. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Who is Allah? Allah is his. And when Allah become ours, then everything is ours. One buzurg, he says, somebody asked him, how are you? He says, what to ask of that person's condition, that the whole world is running according to his desires. Out with these words of kufr, that how can the world be running according to any Allah's control? So they say, how can you say that? He says, when I have handed myself over to Allah, and Allah's wishes are my wishes, then everything is running to my wish. How Allah is doing, I've submitted. So if Allah, we join with Allah, Allah become ours, then everything a person will see is going according to his wish. And if life can go according to our wish, what more do we want? Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se. This is what we should have, our desire, that Allah Ta'ala puts in us the hatred of every guna. There are so many gunas that we really love. Some of us, our sports is still there. Some of us, our fashion is still there. Some of us, our cell phone and the wrong, and particular words, the wrong things on the phone. Even just wasting time on the phone. And the way it is made, you want to see something and 10 other things are offered to you to watch. You want to go to one alim's bayan also. You go to that bayan and all other things will also come up. So it becomes very, very difficult. So to save oneself. And mashallah, there are such people. Old people are old people, young people who haven't got no cell phone or just the simple cell phone on which there is no internet. So we can live like that even in today's times. So anyway, that to have the hatred of every guna, that is one dua, that all these are what our duas should be. That, oh Allah, give me the hatred of every sin. Ruh ko meri aisi dawa de. Give my ruh such a medicine that I have hatred for every guna. All the gunas, what I know and what I don't know, that I have hatred. And Allah's Qudrat and the system of this khanqa and having ta'alluq, and if we really just reasonably follow it also. Just for example, reading Subhanallah 100 times a day. Just reading La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah 7 times. Allah makes it that those things that we knew we can't live without, it's my life, the wrong things, Allah will put the hatred of those things. And things which I could never just love, which I hate to love, Quran Sharif, ulama, masjid, Allah will put the love of this in our heart. And then when that love comes for the right things, for akhirat, a person who has got love for akhirat, how fortunate is not that person. Today, the love of dunya, how much aren't we involved in the love of dunya? People who, in our circles, who are regarded as ulama, but still the love of dunya, my shoe must be of a particular type, my this must be of a particular type. How much of love of dunya is still within us? So if Allah Ta'ala gives us the hatred of sin and the love of good deeds, so give us that medicine. Ho taqada agar ma'asiyat ka. And according to insan, and Allah's test will come. The greatest wali also, the test still comes to him also. And the desire to commit sin will still come to a person. If that happens, hu na maghloob himmat khuda de, that I don't get overpowered with that desire. Sometimes a person tries, and many friends also complain, right also, we stay away, but sometimes that demand comes so strong for that guna that we just now can't, we have to give in. So, oh Allah, give me that power that whenever shaitan, nafs, they work, the overtime they are working. And they are really, a person has now become really pious, righteous, but the test will still come. And now that desire of that sin, old thoughts, how many say that music was our life. We couldn't live without music. All the new songs, etc. And then it went right out of our life. But we just went somewhere. A shopping mall or anywhere else. And just that one line of that song again, I heard it, and there it just put me off completely again. All these things, many things like that. So Allah, give me that strength that I don't get overpowered. These are the real objectives of our lives. Apne aah sehar mein ye kehna. And we ask everyone that in your special duas, the time of sehri, tahajjud time, that time, the duas which are readily accepted at that time, when people are sleeping, if for example the wife is tawfiq to get up, perhaps the husband is sleeping but she's awake, husband gets the tawfiq, he's awake, wife is sleeping, and at that time when it's quiet and you are turning to Allah, Allah's attention is fully on that person. Ey Khuda, apni kamil raza de. Oh Allah, give me your perfect and complete, your happiness, that Allah be happy. To ask for the pleasure of Allah, which is even far, far superior than Jannat also. Jannat, Allah grant us all. We want Jannat and we beg of Allah for Jannat. But the pleasure of Allah, and we should ask of Allah's pleasure from now, right to Jannat. All the time, Ya Allah, you grant us your pleasure from now till Jannat. Allah be pleased with us. And when this Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, in his old age, then he said, and he encouraged his friends also, that he should ask Allah Ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka, that I ask you your pleasure, O Allah, that you be pleased with me, and you make me pleased with you. And when both sides are happy with one another, more for that person, he look forward. All this great fear at the moment with this coronavirus, and all the people are so frightened, all that fear will just go out. And when that fear goes out, that is at least half of your defense against the disease. And when you have that fear, it is half the disease is in you already. Because when you have that fear, your defense is gone down. Your mental, psychological, physical, your defense, your immune system has gone weak. You weakened it yourself with your fear. And if you don't have that fear, half of your disease is gone. It can't come to you. So to have that complete rida, pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Chain ki neen mujhko sula de, let me sleep a peaceful sleep. Khwab-e ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, and oh Allah, let me wake up from this sleep of unmindfulness. It seems to be contradictory to one another. Let me sleep a peaceful sleep, and on the other side, take me out of my peaceful sleep, of my sleep. In other words, that when you are in the obedience of Allah, then you are in the chance, you got sukoon all the time. Even difficult conditions come, but still you have got sukoon. Allah puts it on the heart. All difficult. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with Sayyidina Abu Bakr in the cave of Sur, and the enemies are right at the mouth of the cave. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, if they just lower their gaze, they will see us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives him complete, la tahzan, inna allaha ma'ana, have no fear, Allah is with us. So Allah give us that no matter what, at the moment, with all this coronavirus, what people have got so much fear, don't touch this, don't go there, don't go and meet those people, don't go here, all so much fear people have got. And all the other fear that a person has, person, what insurance policies he takes out, all because of fear that this will go away, I'll become poor, I won't be able to pay out if this happens, accident happens, some illnesses, I won't be able to, where I'm going to get the money, all that fear. So all that, when Allah Ta'ala takes out that fear, then in all these difficult conditions also, the person's heart is at ease. And the actual thing is the heart must be at ease. Not that a person is outwardly, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, person he's got air con, he's got beautiful palace, he's got the food, everything. But your heart is uneasy. All that is, you hate those things. Everything. And on the other hand, you've got nothing. You are living in a little tin shanty, but your heart is at ease. You have got everything. So this is that chain ki neen mujhko sula de, that in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala is this chain. Khwab-e ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, that this outward thing that I'm thinking, this is giving me my life. This is giving me my enjoyment or my security. Take me out of this illusion. Take me out, in fact, to the extent it can be kufr also. So much we got trust on this dunya's things. And so much trust we got on all the things of dunya. Take me out of that. Jazb se mujhko, ey mere malik, ehle taqwa, karam se bana de. And out of jazb, one is we make effort. We try and go to Allah Ta'ala. And one is we make the dua, Ya Allah, you pull me to you. That Allah makes you yours. One is you make effort your whole life, which we should make. But one is Allah pulls you. And we see so many people who are in so much guna, out of line, but Allah pulls them. When Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali started with the work of Tabligh in Cape Town, there was one brother by the name of Abdul Rahman, Salih. He was in jail at that time. He was, his record was terrible. But Haji Bhai Padia, with his duas and efforts, he went to the police. He told them, let him out and he'll be staying with me. They say, on your responsibility. And then Haji Bhai Padia, and what duas and what. And Jazballah made him who he became, a great wali of the time. From where he was, what life he was leading, but where Allah Ta'ala put him. This is in our time, and in the whole history of Islam, and this is happening. So at any to Allah, when he makes jazb. So these are the duas that we must be making to Allah. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna. And Hazrat, this is also another great dua, that never ever to think that I'm a pious person. I'm a great person. At all times to have the fear of Allah. لا أدري ما يفعل بي ولا بكم. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, I don't know what's going to happen to me, what's going to happen to you people. Allah is Malik, absolute Malik Allah Ta'ala is. So we must have that fear, never ever to have that I'm pious now, I'm righteous. Iske aiboku ya Rab chupa de. And that, oh Allah, cover my faults. And the duas we are taught in the hadith also, that Allahumma stur awratina wa amin rawatina. How many other duas that, oh Allah, cover our faults. So these are the duas that Allah Ta'ala bless us. And this is a sample of what kind of duas we should make. What our purpose should be for coming to Khanqa, for meeting with the righteous and the pious, whether in our locality with our ulama, whether it is our own duas after Faraz Namaz, before Maghrib, tahajjud time, whatever our times of duas are, what should be while walking, while driving, our mind is empty. These duas should be going through our hearts. Some sample of how we should make dua, what our purpose of life must be. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasul al-Karim. Amma ba'd. As it was mentioning about dua, is one beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. That, oh Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those actions which will lead a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always make, alhamdulillah, we are making dua, but most of us, when we make dua, like one person, they ask him, what's your favorite dua? He said, my favorite dua is, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatu minas samah. Oh Allah, send one dasturkhan, one tablecloth from the heavens for us. I said, what's your favorite ayat in the Quran? Kulu washrabu, eat and drink. He said, that's my favorite. So a lot of times, that whatever is of our physical needs, if the person makes those kind of duas, so we have to make dua for all of the things of this world also, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. But the greatest dua to make is to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we are making dua, let us make dua for this. That, oh Allah, I want your love. Today we understand the love of everything. We understand the love of a woman. We understand the love of a car. We understand the love of many other things. But if the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into a person's heart, then this person is really successful. Because if there is, for example, a person fell in love with one woman, he's prepared to sacrifice everything for that woman. He'll give her his money, he'll sacrifice his izzat and status, he'll sacrifice everything, he'll give for that one woman. Then Allah is the creator of all the women in the world. Allah is, you can imagine how much enjoyment a person will get with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Allah, when he's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the others in the world are creation. They can't really benefit a person. One day, Hazrat Mawlana Imam al-Hassan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he came out of the markaz in Nizamuddin. So he saw one person was crying there. So he asked the person, why are you crying? So he said, Hazrat, you know, I'm crying because I love you so much. You have to love the pious people also. But Hazrat wanted to teach him one lesson. So Hazrat said, okay, mashallah, you love me, it's very good. But he said, if you love me, tomorrow I'm going to die. So what's going to happen to your love? So you got that love. And he said, second thing is, you love me, but I don't even know you love me, how much you love me. I can't show appreciation for that love. I can't give you much reward for that love. But he said, you connect your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows how much you love him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative. Small amount of love we show to Allah, Allah shows so much of love to us. He said, Allah knows. He said, and Allah will never die. That woman in this world, you love her, she dies tomorrow, or you pass away before that. There's no, they're all temporary. But Allah is that being who will love forever and forever. So if we connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this is the dua we are making to Allah, that, oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Not the love of everything else of this world. And how will a person get this love? وَحُبَّ مَن يُحِبُّكُ. And oh Allah, give me the love of those people who love you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me those a'mal and actions which will lead me to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those three things are needed. We have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to do those actions and love those actions which will take a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must love those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ulama say it's so easy, Allah has made it for us, that in between, in the middle, Allah has mentioned the love of those who love you. So if a person wants to get the love, he wants to get good actions in his life, it's difficult. We know actions are hard. I want to perform salat, to stay away from sin is difficult. And to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it seems difficult. How can I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is very simple. You just connect yourself and you have love for those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you His love also on the one side, and on the other side Allah will give you the tawfiq and ability to do good actions and to stay away from sin. So just connect ourselves to some pious people, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah for the love of those people, and then a person will see how we will fly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We try and read this dua in Arabic. If you don't know the Arabic, in English also. That, oh Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those actions which will lead a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq inshaAllah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك